The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
You're tuned in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, guiding your gridiron journey, none other than your host, former NFL lineman, Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Wisdom Wednesday presented, of course, by DraftKings. Today, the wisdom is coming from a man from the Windy City, Chicago Bears star linebacker TJ Edwards. That team is on a heck of a run, 5-2 in their last seven games. And those two losses, they were actually up by double digits in the fourth quarter against the playoff-bound Browns and Lions. Looking forward to talking to TJ momentarily. We're only 2 days away from me just giving out more winners. It's also a Winners Wednesday, I guess. Spread the word via social media. Guys, I can't imagine there's something easier than just quote posting anything that at Ross Tucker Pod posts or putting a comment on anything on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram or just rating and reviewing the show anywhere. It's pretty easy. Sponsor confirmation emails. There's so many good ones, right? West Shore Home. We got a new sponsor today, DiGiorno. Not delivery, it's DiGiorno. And then, of course, the YouTube shout-out, which people really enjoy. I like doing those videos for you guys. Just subscribe over at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL and then just comment on any video. Literally, the comment should be, I just want to get your shout-out video, Ross. Speaking of shout-outs, let's get right into it. Big show time.
The big show.
All right, so TJ, I got to start with this because I was in the booth Sunday for your win over the Falcons. That was awesome. I know you're a Chicago kid, so, like, is that the dream? Like, you're playing in the snow at Soldier Field, you get a big interception. Like, that's pretty much how you drew it up, right?
Yeah, that's honestly, that was like a lot of my childhood right there, watching games like that and things like that. But it was rocking in there, as you know. I felt like we had like all elements going. It was like snow early, then it was like it kind of warmed up, it felt like a bit, and then snow again. But man, to get a big time win, it was a good time.
So let's just talk about that, man, because not many guys get a chance to play for their hometown team. When you were a free agent, how much of a priority was that for you? I mean, I'm sure you had several teams interested. I don't know, you know, what the money was or how different it was, but how much of a factor was it for you to play in Chicago and go back home?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, like, you know how it goes. One, like, free agency is just wild in general. So you don't, that was my first time, so I didn't really know what I was, you know, getting into in a sense. But, yeah, I mean, I think I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, you know, really kind of see if this was a possibility to come back home. And you know, it's been my dream for a long time and everything like that. And you know, they really wanted me here, which was something that I also wanted as well. And the respect thing was big for me in free agency. I kind of just wanted some respect. You know, I felt like going undrafted and all that, you know, I have that chip on my shoulder, still do. But yeah, it was a perfect fit, man. The parents were crying. It was some wild times for sure. But yeah, it's been a dream so far for sure.
How far is like where you live from where you grew up?
Yeah, I think our facilities is about like 35 minutes from my hometown, so it's pretty crazy. I remember, you know, driving all these roads and stuff when I was a kid and all that. So it's pretty cool.
And your parents are still there?
So they 2 years ago they actually just moved to Florida. They got out of the cold. So when I called them, they're like, "You got to be kidding me! Like, you got to be kidding me! Like, we got to go buy our house back, man." But yeah, I still got some extended family here, and you know, friends, and you know, that I grew up with are still here. So it's still got a lot of people close to home.
You know, it's funny because I you know, I live outside of Philly, and I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. So man, I still remember your first year, me during the preseason game saying, well, first of all, I still don't know why the guy didn't get drafted, because every Wisconsin game I watched like the last 4 years, the guy made every tackle. Secondly, he's making every tackle in this preseason game right now. Like, are you guys watching this? It was awesome. I knew right away. Because you just see things faster. You're just smart. Yeah. I guess I'm just curious. Did the Eagles try to retain you at all, or was it basically just like, you're going to get a lot more money somewhere else than we're willing to give you, man? Good luck.
Yeah, I kind of think that's, you know, what it was. And I loved my time in Philly. You know, I've never been out to the East Coast at all. So, you know, going out there for 4 years, man, I really enjoyed it. You know, family enjoyed it and everything like that. But yeah, I kind of just didn't really see eye to eye there at the end, which, you know, it's all good. That's the business. But definitely, you know, happy where I ended up, for sure. I appreciate the kind words as well. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they told me you guys on the intercut, like you get the TV copy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like I'd come to like your walkthrough the day before a preseason game. And so some of the coaches would come up to me and be like, dude, you're hilarious. I'm like, you guys watch the TV
copy? Oh, yeah.
Like, I was totally surprised that they, like, even listen. But I guess they, like, listen for certain stuff.
Yeah, you know how it goes. You're listening for calls and stuff that you can, like, kind of hear on the field. But we also, like, we hear some, like, funny commentary. We'll play that in the meeting room. Just, like, you know, rile some guys up and stuff like that. So it's a good time.
So when you guys are prepping, like, you guys are listening and hear that stuff too?
Yeah, just because, especially, you know, linebacker and things like that, you're trying to hear, you know, maybe like the center's calls or quarterback cadence and things like that, just to, you know, try to get any help you can, you know, in prep for that week.
Let's talk about your team and what you're doing right now, because I talked about this on Sunday calling the game. You guys are 5-2 in your last seven, and the two you lost, you were up by double digits in the fourth quarter against two teams already clinched playoff spots. So basically you guys for like the last 2 months have basically been a playoff team. And you know what that's like, because you've been on several of them, but you guys are playing at a playoff caliber level. It just, unfortunately, it looks like it's too little too late.
Yeah, no, it's, I think, and that's the, I mean, that's the good and the bad, right? It's like you always want to be playing your best ball in December. It's just unfortunately we didn't do the things that we needed to do at the beginning of the year to kind of finish those games out. And I think, you know, that Detroit one stings. That one stings for sure, just being up and losing that. But we also learned a lot from those things, man. And I don't think we see that growth without going through some of those things that we went through early on in the year. And this team has been a really fun team being part of, man. There's no quit. There's no one feeling sorry for themselves. They're just ready to get back to work. And anytime, as you know, you're in an environment like that, it's easy to come to work and easy to put it on the line every week.
That's cool to hear you say that, because you did a lot of winning, obviously, in Philadelphia. And you guys, you know, are not going to have a winning record there this year in Chicago yet. I guess that speaks to Eberflus. If you guys still have that kind of environment and you're still having a lot of fun, even though the season hasn't gone quite as well as I guess you guys were hoping.
Yeah. I mean, let's not get it twisted. Losing sucks. It absolutely sucks. But yeah, I mean, I think there's always one or two ways you can go, right? You can either the room starts to divide, you know, when things like that happen, or people start to come closer together. And he's done a good job of keeping us, you know, closer together and keeping us focused on what's ahead. And, you know, every week he's the same guy, same passion. And you can, that's something you respect as a player coming in, and a guy who has, you know, similar messaging to what he had in the beginning. That's something you can get behind for sure.
So fair to say that you guys in the locker room, because I know there's been some speculation around Coach Eberflus and his status. Fair to say you guys really like him and think he's a good coach and would be happy to have him back?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the way that he allows us to, again, you know, kind of speak our mind on things that we're seeing on the field, or even how things are going week to week in terms of the process that we have as a team, I think that speaks volumes. You know, I think there's a lot of guys who, again, are, you know, kind of stuck in their ways in terms of what they want to do and how they want it to look. And he's one of those guys who adapts to his people that he has in the building. And that's big time as guys in the locker room. You just respect that. You know, you want to play for a guy who does those things. And also, he's aggressive as hell, man. And I love that. You know, I love his energy, his passion. And he wants to go dictate his terms every Sunday. And that's something we love.
You know what I like about him is he loves linebackers.
Yeah, he does.
You know, like it's important. Like, and he was a linebacker. Like, he wants good linebackers.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised. I thought you might play Mike and Tremaine might play Will. I thought it was interesting that he flipped it. I asked him that question and he started talking about, like, the steel curtain in the 70s and like Jack Lambert and Jack Ham. And then we said to him, you know, what's your why? Because he said he asked you guys talking in the spring about what your why. He's like, he got choked up and he's like, watching these guys having fun playing football. Like, that's my why. And I was like, wow. Like, he loves it, dude. Like, loves it.
I mean, he absolutely loves it. Like, it's definitely eminent to us. I mean, we came in, shoot, for OTAs. And, you know, he's the head coach. And then, you know, we go to the linebacker meeting room and they're Flus is sitting in on the meeting and just, you know, joining right in. And honestly, he's been in most of our meetings. So we've gotten a lot of good conversations with Coach Flus and heard a lot of history. So the guy's definitely into it, man. And again, you know, having your head coach the guy who loves linebackers, that's definitely something you like as well, you know, as a linebacker.
Well, something I like, TJ, is Labatt Blue Light. That's my beer, dude. When I'm watching you guys play, I might be watching your game against the Packers Sunday. I'll be having some Labatt Blue Lights with my family. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, I got two more for you. One is Justin Fields. So, you know, I had a chance to talk to Justin Saturday. I never talked to him before. Seemed like a great young man. And then that game was awesome. I'm like, he had some ridiculous throws, running all over the place. The crowd starts chanting, "We want Field. We want Field." Which is interesting because I've been told by people before the game, they told me it was like 50-50. Like, they said, you know, some people want him back. Some people want the Bears to use the number one overall pick on a quarterback. And somebody said actually more people want him gone, but the people that want him back are louder. I'm just curious where you guys are at in the locker room on Justin Fields and the starting quarterback for next year.
Yeah, I mean, we love that dude, man. He is, you know, he's our leader. He's a guy who every week is making some type of crazy play. And it's something that honestly, I think we expect. You know, he's a guy who wants to do anything he can to help us win. I think, you know, those third down plays and his escapability and his ability to throw the ball downfield just make him so difficult. I mean, shoot, I remember playing in Chicago last year and he broke out of a couple tackles in the backfield, and then I think he scrambled for 40-50 yards, made me miss, and then kept going. So I think ever since then, I'm like, yeah, this dude's legit, man. this guy's an absolute problem. But he's not, and I just love the way he works. He's kept his head down throughout, you know, all these things. And again, it's Chicago, so that's never going to really stop. But I really appreciate how he's handled his business and just kept it about ball, man.
Dude, he is strong.
Yeah, he's strong as hell.
I mean, I know people talk all the time about how strong Hurts is. Yeah. He is strong. I mean, it was two D tackles. Like, Onyemata had him around the leg. And this other guy, like, these are D linemen that he rips out of. Like, you don't see that very often.
No, it's insane. And then next thing you know, he's on the second level and he's running away from safeties and corners. It's like, I don't know what you do with that, man. Like, you can't really draw anything up to stop that. So it's he's definitely special.
Last one. I know you guys can't make the playoffs. but you can knock the Packers out. Right now, they're in it right now. They're the seventh seed. I mean, that's got to be pretty. That's like knowing the Bears-Packers rivalry. That's like the next best thing to making the playoffs is playing the Packers and knocking them out. How much would that mean? And you're from there. How much would that mean to you and Bears fans if you guys were the ones? First of all, you finished with yet another win, 6-2 last eight, but you knocked the Packers out of the playoffs.
Yeah, no, you nailed it. I think, we just want to win. I think anytime you can, you know, obviously this season hasn't gone exactly how we wanted it to, but finishing this thing out strong is what we got to do. And that's really where our focus is at. But yeah, and then as a kid, you know, growing up in this and understanding the rivalry and also understanding what they did to us week one, you know, I think we definitely want to go out there and put our best foot forward and, you know, whatever happens. And again, if I think they're just excited to come play us, to get into the playoffs as well and come try to beat us. So it's going to be a great game, man. I love playing at Lambeau. So it's going to be jumping for sure.
TJ, really appreciate the time. Anything, foundations or social media, anything you want to put out there for everybody that listens and watches the show?
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I worked with the Greater Chicago Food Depository for My Claws, My Cleats, and I've worked with them for a couple years now. Just want to just really shout them out, give them some huge recognition that they deserve. And they do such a good job of trying to feed a very large group of people in the city of Chicago, you know, people who need it. And they're an awesome organization. So people go check them out. And yeah, I appreciate the time, man. This has been fun. Big fan of you guys' podcast. I listened to a couple once. They gave me a heads up a couple weeks ago. So you guys are doing some good stuff, man. It's also a great
awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Ross.
Absolutely love when we get a chance to talk with active players like TJ Edwards. Such a good player. Really enjoyed watching him in Philly the last 4 years. And he's picked up right where he left off in Chicago. Quite frankly, the Eagles could really use TJ Edwards right about now. You know what everybody can use? The Game Time app. I just got actually an awesome YouTube comment from somebody via the Game Time app, which I thought was so cool. You know, I checked the YouTube comments. I tell you guys that. And they said, Ross, I got to give you a shout out. I used your code for the Game Time app and got an amazing deal for a concert I'm taking my girlfriend to for her birthday. I just want to thank you. Couldn't afford it without you. That's awesome. That's the dream, right? When we give you guys a sponsor code and it's something that you guys utilize and really like. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code ROSS for $20 off your first purchase. So terms apply. So again, create an account and redeem code ROSS for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Ducks Takes.
All right, Ross, we'll start. The NFL has fined David Tepper $300,000 for, quote, unacceptable behavior.
Just rough, man. Really rough. You know, one thing you learn about the NFL owners, Jack, they're not used to things not going their way. You know what I mean? I mean, these are guys that are billionaires. And the reality is, when you're a billionaire, you can kind of buy almost everything you want, right? You want a plane or a yacht or a house here or there. You want to rent out the whole restaurant. You want this meal. You want this reservation. You basically can get, you know, whatever you want. Well, you can't necessarily get a winning team in pro football. And I think these guys get very, very frustrated. And maybe rightfully so, right? I mean, for most of them, all they've known is success for a long period of time. Now, look, everybody overcomes some adversity or whatever, and especially to have the success that a guy like that's had. But it's been a lot of success over the last, whatever it is, 10, 20 years for him. And then to kind of have to start in a new industry, Jack, and start at the bottom again, and he's kind of going in the wrong direction. And he's trying to do all the right things. We trade up for the number one pick. We got the franchise quarterback. At least that's what he was thinking. We got the good coach. He paid a lot of money for a good coaching staff. I mean, he did all these things. I think he did all these things that people were telling him he should do or that he thought he should do. And if I do all these things, then we're going to win. Doesn't work that way. Sometimes it does. A lot of times it doesn't. And so, you know, the real issue for him now with this is not the 300 grand. And I know it's not that large amount of money to a man like David Tepper. Guess what? It's still $300,000. I don't care how much somebody's worth. It's $300,000 that he could have done something else with, right? But really for him, it's not even the dollar amount. It's like the public slap on the wrist. It's the NFL saying it's unacceptable behavior. It's Tepper having to have the statement. And, you know, imagine that, Jack, okay? Imagine you're a multi-billionaire. You get whatever you want to have to get, like, a public reprimand. I mean, the guy's, like, in his 60s, right? To have to get a public reprimand. Like, when's the last time you think David Tepper had anyone kind of take him to task for something, you know? Like his mom when he was in fifth grade, like to have someone say something like this to you publicly and to be embarrassed like this. But I'll say this, the real issue for Carolina moving forward is this reinforces the concerns that were out there about Tepper as a person and Tepper's behavior. But a lot of that was behind the scenes. And so, you know, you didn't really know. Nobody knows for sure. Dude, he just totally reinforced it. Like, any perception, public perception of what David Tepper's like, he just totally reinforced what everybody was thinking about him. That's the problem, especially when he's trying to hire a new head coach.
Giants right tackle Tyree Phillips has suffered a torn quad tendon.
So I only mention this, he's not like some big player, star player, but this is like your worst nightmare as a player. Absolute worst nightmare. They're not going to the playoffs. And in the last game or second to last game, you suffer an injury that's going to affect the next season and going to be something you have to rehab the entire offseason. So like all the time he would have off, January, February, March, July, nope. He's got to stay at the facility and rehab and rehab and rehab. It's terrible. It really stinks.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said he is sticking with Mason Rudolph as the starting quarterback.
Didn't really have a choice, right? I mean, they score 30-some points back-to-back games. They win. They've got momentum. They got a good chance to make the playoffs. You can't go back from there. You can't do that if you're Mike Tomlin. He wants to win this game Saturday desperately, wants to get the 10th win. You know, he knows the situation. So he's doing the right thing, sticking with Mason Rudolph. But now that makes for a very interesting offseason in the Steel City as to exactly what they're going to end up doing this weekend, you know, this offseason at the quarterback position. By the way, if you're hosting a party this weekend, I'm actually going to, I don't have a game, unfortunately, so I'm actually going to be going to a family-like party. Whether you're hosting game day or movie night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You need the perfect setting, the perfect squad, and the perfect eats. Luckily, you're a game time mastermind, and you know that grabbing a DiGiorno classic crust pizza can bring home a dub because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, and other toppings and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno classic crust pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
End of an era. The Jets released running back Dalvin Cook.
Boy, that didn't work out the way they thought it would, did it? I mean, he got pretty good money to go there, too. You know, Minnesota moves on from him. And I remember thinking, we're about to find out just how much value running backs can have. Well, Dalvin Cook did very little for the Jets, and well, I'm sure the Vikings could have used him. I don't know. I mean, Ty Chandler had some good games. Madison had some good games. Vikings probably did the right thing there.
Cowboys signed offensive tackle Leo Collins to the practice squad.
Who says you can't go home again, right? Now, he'd gotten hurt earlier, so I don't really know. I'm assuming he's healthy now. But this is the Cowboys wanting to make sure a couple things, one of which is that they have depth for the postseason. And Tyler Smith just tore the rest of that plantar fascia on his foot. So I think that they think he might be able to play against the Commanders, but seems like it would make more sense to me to let Tyler Smith heal for a week against the Commanders and go with that rookie. But now Collins can play guard. He can play both tackles. He gives the Cowboys, you know, some much needed depth.
And Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon makes it clear that Kyler Murray is his quarterback next year in Arizona.
So I haven't checked, but I do think that there are financial ramifications for that, right? There's reasons financially why that makes sense. The other thing is, you know, they're not going to have, it doesn't look like now, the top, for you know, the first or second pick. So they'd have to kind of move up to get one of the top two quarterbacks. They don't want to do that. You have Kyler under contract for a couple more years. This might be the last year of really his guaranteed money, but it does make sense to try to make it work with him. Plus, Jack, even if they have a bad second year, then it's almost like Kyler becomes the excuse for Gannon, and he gets a third year because he and Austin Fort can say, listen, Kyler's not our quarterback. Like, he's not the right guy. We got to bring in our own guy. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also check out Even Money, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network on Samsung TV Plus, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.
Shout out MyFrontPageStory.com. We're about a month away from Valentine's Day, if you can believe that. Knock that bad boy out right now by getting a loved one a story from MyFrontPageStory.com. Then you got backofficescheduler.com, steakhousesports.com, humanheadnyc.com, sporticulture, and Pizza Boy Brewing. Yummy.